It's a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
Yeah, man, you're in the loop. Sports Radio 610 on a Football Friday. Appreciate you guys hanging out with us as we get you ready for Texans Jaguars Sunday noon. And you can hear that right here on Sports Radio 610. Starting at 9 a.m. Seth and Sean will get you going, get you ready for this game. A lot of reaction. We appreciate you guys getting involved. Somebody asked if Nico and Tank and Mixon aren't available, how do you expect them to whoop that ass? Hey, man, how good of a team do you expect? Do you think this team is? Because the Jaguars aren't that good. I feel like if you can't, especially with the depth that you have built, if you can't find a way to put together something to actually show up well against a not that good Jaguars team, even though understanding that they are an NFL team, they get paid all those things. This is what we're talking about. Yeah, how good of a team
are they? Cats are 0-3, man. And they lost to the Browns.
And they came from Buffalo where they got their butts handed to them. Landed, had flight delays, didn't leave till 2 a.m. Now they got a flight to Houston, and they stink. I'll tell you how I expect it, because you should expect it. You should expect it no matter with Nico or no Nico or whatever.
And even not even talking about the talent part of it, but they just look out of it. It looked like he lost that locker room. It looked like they not on the same page.
Yeah.
So it wouldn't surprise me if they get blown out again.
Yeah.
I mean, am I saying that? Am I too far ahead on the Texas timeline? Because maybe you can get to the just a win is a win perspective if you're like, hey, they're still building into a real contender and, you know, just getting wins. But I feel like this team has been put together to be a win now team.
That's your answer.
And so with that being the case, I feel like if you're a win now team, you got to display yourself and the capabilities of being able to win.
They didn't bring in young players and draft young, you know, receivers and all this other stuff. They went out and got guys. They got Joe Mixon. They got Stephon Diggs. They're built for now. Yeah, I expect it.
All right, let's get to the question of the day. Last night we saw the closing down of Oakland Coliseum. Maybe not like physically, but I mean, at least in theory, is the final primary tenant. Mm-hmm. The Oakland A's played their final game in that stadium. Mason Miller on the mound, and they get a 3-2 win over the Rangers, and that allows them to finish this thing out. Man, it was really sad to see because there was a lot of green jerseys, a lot of yellow, a lot of. People, I mean, they sold that thing out and
48,000?
Yeah, man. There was a lot of people there with signs and stuff, like, I'll miss this place. And that's a fan base that has no love for the ownership itself, but they came out with the nostalgia of it. And so you could see them really in mourning. And that got us asking, what sport event had you in mourning in the same way as the A's fans?
What made you grieve like that? I'm not going to lie, man. I mean, I didn't watch the game live, but I ended up watching some highlights. And by the way, how cool is this? You know, people always say baseball is just unique. The last pitch that Mason Miller threw at Oakland Coliseum was 103.5 miles an hour.
How can you not be romantic about baseball?
The fastest pitch ever thrown at Oakland Coliseum was the last pitch.
That's incredible.
That's weird.
Yeah.
I hate to say it. That's what baseball is. That's baseball. But back to the point here, I was kind of, secondary grieving, or whatever. It made me think about when the Oilers left. I was at the last game.
Sure.
They played the Bengals. There was about 14,000 fans there because everybody was already off the Bud Adams, train, so to speak. Like it made me feel like, man, and keep in mind, when the Oilers left, there was no, don't worry, the Texans are going to be here in 5 years or whatever.
There was
will we ever have football again in Houston? Like, that was a story, an ongoing story.
Yeah.
And then when they tried to get a franchise, LA's going to get it. Why is Houston even bothering? LA's going to get the franchise. I mean, that's a given. And then they ended up getting it. But that was, what, 5-6 years there? And keep in mind, as a sports fan, forget that I'm also in the industry.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, what am I going to do?
Right.
Like, I was grieving when the Oilers left. And so that made me feel about that. What made you grieve like that?
And before I moved to that place, I mean, look, it's a similar situation. Mm-hmm. Like, the city just refused to bend the knee to a billionaire in that instance. Right. Mm-hmm. That is what Oakland is dealing with. Multiple times in the span of 5 years, mind you.
Yeah.
Don't forget in 19, the Warriors leave and the Raiders leave.
Mm-hmm.
Warriors going to San Fran, Raiders going to Vegas. So, yeah, that's tough. Not quite to the same level, but this came in on the text line from the 832. 2018 Western Conference Finals Game 5, Chris Paul hamstring. Said it made their hearts slow down completely. I was in that same place.
Yeah. Like,
everybody, I think everybody in basketball has the feeling and the belief that if Chris Paul is not injured there, they had the Warriors on the ropes. Mm-hmm. They beat the Warriors.
Yeah.
That changes the entire definition of that 10-year Rockets basketball.
Yeah, if they and go James to the Harden and everything else. I mean,
and now that tenor, that 10-year is just a joke, right? Like you people come up with the missed three-pointers. What was it, 27 or mm-hmm. what have you, right? People keep hitting you with that instead of what should have rightfully been a finals team and possibly a championship team. I mean, like maybe the best shot outside of like the actual Cavs getting it done of people getting at the Warriors during that run and just an injury away.
Figgy, I don't want to bring up bad memories. Actually, it was probably before you were born.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the first NFL games I ever covered.
The draft.
The fumble.
Oh, man.
Ernest Biner.
Yeah.
I saw grown men weeping in the stands. In yeah. Cleveland. It was a cold day. I was like 24 years old covering an NFL playoff game. Browns had they were going to win. They were going to win.
Yeah.
And go to the Super Bowl. Dude, I mean people were
my father still talk about that to this day. They talk about the fumble, the drive.
Yeah.
Man.
Grown men like openly weeping in the stands. It was unbelievable.
Man,
it was unbelievable.
You're not drawing me off size 979 because 979 wants to talk about the Astrodome. We're not doing that. We got close enough with him talking about the Oilers. We're not letting him go there. Someone said from the 832 reminded me of that last time that they saw Jim Kelly put on the Gamblers uniform.
Hey, the Gamblers had a following, man. That was big time. I don't know if I grieved, but they were a fun team to watch. That's the thing about sports, man. Like the certain things that, and it could also be just a bitter, bitter loss. Like you were talking about with the hamstring.
Yeah.
But usually it's the bitter loss that like the Ernest Biner fumble, like the hamstring that it was right there. Like it was right there. I feel like, here, even the Buffalo game, you might have grieved a little bit, the blowing the big lead.
Oh yeah.
But you could see it coming. Like, you could see it happening right before your eyes.
Yeah, but some of that, I think that also factors in, because sometimes you pre-grieve. Someone, brought up on the text line, 346, they said, dude, they were scared when the Astros came up for sale. Right? Like, that idea, you're just in that place where you're like, damn, it's this is going to happen. I mean, thankfully, it did not. But, like, if you're already in that place where you're pre-grieving something that could happen, 832, Fox Lemon Jam and losing to NC State.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I
wasn't with you there because I was not yet born. But,
it wasn't a pass. He was trying to make a shot.
Oof. Yeah, just everybody watching the ball and nobody going to rebound and grab the ball in that instance that would have gotten Houston that championship that they absolutely deserve.
Hakeem Olajuwon got suckered out of the lane. Oh. That was a man. And you know what? It could be actual grief. Somebody mentioned Kobe.
Buddy, that's a great point.
Yeah. That's I kind of felt like that. And mind you, I wasn't the biggest Kobe fan. I couldn't stand Kobe, especially on the court. Like, just on the – that was just somebody I couldn't stand. Mm-hmm. But just that moment – honestly, even outside of the death part, but his last game where we knew it was over, that to me, that kind of got to me a little bit where I'm like, damn. Like, we ain't going to see no more Kobe on the court. Like,
what was that, like 60 shots and 60 points and 50 shots? Something like that.
Yeah.
Which was like the perfect Kobe meme to end this with. I think it was the suddenness felt unreal. There are definitely things like that, right, when you have somebody pass, especially
I remember exactly where I was, which is always an indicator.
Same.
Like, if you remember exactly where you were.
I don't feel like I'm often in that, like, and maybe my memory just can be a little bit funny sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't often remember exactly where I am with things. That's one of them.
But when you do.
One of the few ones.
Yeah. I remember I was getting ready. I was supposed to go to Royal Rumble.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sitting there. I just seen Twitter going crazy. Like, this can't be real.
Yeah.
And I cut on ESPN right then and there. And they wouldn't even talk. They was showing the. I think they were showing the Pro Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
It was some. I think they were showing like the Pro Bowl. I'm like, why are they not talking about it?
Yeah.
And then eventually they broke into it. And we actually jumped in on air.
Yeah.
To kind of talk about it. It was on a weekend.
Yeah. It was real nasty too. Because I think that the delay in talking about it was because you had.
You're trying to get the facts.
Yeah. TMZ leaks. And you're like, TMZ is relatively credible. But also, like, where are they getting this from? How do we substantiate it?
kind of forget how these news networks actually have to wait for sources and confirm stuff. They can't just hop on that quick. They got to make sure it's right.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, what is ESPN doing? Why are they showing the Pro Bowl? Like, I want to see the news. And then eventually they cut from it.
I was on my boat. I was on my boat. That's why I remember exactly where I was.
If you want to take a place where John is, I feel like the boat versus the field.
Shoot in the dark.
Yeah, the boat versus the field.
I always set my phone on the console there, and I heard, it just kept buzzing. I was like, what the heck is going on? And it was people telling me or news reports. And I'm like, holy. And then this is not a bad one here. From the 936, when the Texans were probably the best team in the AFC, and they called a quarterback sneak for Matt Schaub in Tampa.
Oh,
I believe they were like 7-1, 6-1, and he broke his foot. Like, they were the best team in the AFC, and he broke his foot, and that was that. And you tend to skew your memories of Matt Schaub, but that in that season he was great, and in that season they were even better. And that was that. That was it. Yeah. No Texans big playoff run.
I ain't going to lie. The Kansas City Chiefs game kind of came across my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Fake
punt?
Yeah. Yeah, with Justin Reed, who had a torn labor at that time.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of crossed my mind because I was celebrating way too early.
Yeah.
I'm over here like, okay, it's about to be a Tennessee versus Texans AFC championship game. What I'm going to wear? I got to wear something.
Yeah.
And we know how that went.
Man, some people mentioned 281 said, OG, we'll probably remember when they remember when they heard Roberto Clemente's plane crash.
I was a kid. I don't remember, but I remember the reaction. When he was on a mission. He was on a mission to, I want to say, Puerto Rico, something like that.
Seeing, someone said, the death of the Rockets Barkley trade when they sent the entire championship squad for Barkley.
Well, you didn't know that one until later.
Yeah, but I guess that is fair.
Yeah,
that's fair. You didn't know in that moment.
Mm-hmm.
Some other things that came out from 512. They said when Marty Schottenheimer started Elvis Gerbeck over Rich Gannon in the playoffs.
That's a pull.
Okay, excellent. but it means something to them, John.
I'm not saying it doesn't.
Appreciate you guys getting involved with the question of the day. Inspired by the A's, mourning and grieving the loss of their Oakland A's franchise that will ultimately eventually make their way to Las Vegas. They'll play in Sacramento for the next, I think, 2 to 3 seasons. All right, man. Let's get back to Football Friday here in the Loop Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's go around the NFL where this running back's done, ain't he? We'll talk about it next.